You know what's embarrassing, especially in these racially sensitive times
robust,
that we're living in?
Racially robust
and sensitive times. Having weird faux pas at work.
Oh.
So I'm sitting in the break room.
Uh-oh.
The lady, she comes up to me. She's like, hey, who's that guy on BET with who's wearing all those chains? And without thinking, I go, Kunta Kinte.
Oh.
Technically, I'm not wrong. Welcome to episode 0246 of the Skinny with Mike and Adam, everybody. I accidentally said 0247 last week. So we got a fun one this week.
So what episode are we on?
We're on 4-6.
4-6.
Yes, next week is 4-7 when we get a big review, but we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this out of the way really quick.
Holy monkey of God.
Holy
shit. The biggest review of the year. The year was dropped today in the day of our Lord of Mike's birth.
You might as well just have New Year's Eve tomorrow, because the year has ended.
The year is over. Mike's birthday just passed, and Mike got the best birthday present one could ever hope for.
I was given the best gift. So we were all.
Non-sexual gift, I guess. Wait, no,
well, that came a little bit later.
I've already had sex with the album.
So did I. Oh! you can also check out, if you enjoy our show and you want some more podcasting goodness, head over to shitricksays.com, facebook.com/shitricksayspodcast to check out our good friend Rick Welbanks and his show.
And he had a new guest.
He did.
A dude named Steve.
A dude named Steve from episode 0022 of that show.
I thought it was a good mix of Canadian,
yes,
on Canadian action.
And Steve was adorable because he actually says a boot.
A boot.
And every time he said a boot, it made me giggle.
Because he's like a bro kind of guy who has like very important social political feelings, but he's saying a boot.
But he says a boot.
And that's
it
okay.
made me giggle.
And I
don't care what he says.
If he comes back to the podcast, I think that would be an okay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gets just as amped up as Rick does about socio-political elements of life.
Well, I think they were both just amped up because they just got done railing Cody's mom.
I think that I saw her in the background of that picture that he posted, right?
She was just like a little bit in the corner. She doesn't want to show her face
right.
for embarrassment.
She was on her way out of the music store.
Yeah, I mean.
It was about to open.
I mean, she had to go, like, breastfeed Cody.
Maybe. Probably.
She was on her way out, so.
And
anyway.
She's really upset that we outed her in that Bon Jovi video. I mean, did you get all the feedback from her? Like, she.
Oh, so many angry messages.
She was like, that was not supposed to be ever known. And it was like, well, you're the one that did it back in 1986 in front of cameras.
The people need to know.
You signed the waiver so that that can end up on Pornhub. Somehow we went to Pornhub for that video and not YouTube. I don't know how.
Yeah, well, Vivo like direct links you to the Pornhub version.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Cody's mom signed a lot of things to make sure that wasn't. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It was all good.
But
all
you know,
good.
Rick's a good friend of ours, so go check out his show if you get a chance. We have a big episode coming up pretty soon, episode 0250, and we would like to make that a very special episode. And if you guys would like to help us out, we want to make that a big fan Q&A. Extravaganza. So please email us your questions or comments at theskinnywithmikeandadam@gmail.com or right there on Facebook at facebook.com/skinnywithmikeandadam. So we've got loaded things to talk about. We have a bunch of fan feedback because of last week's episode. So let's get to that right now before we get into some news topics. So last week, if you have not heard last week's episode, go back and check that out. It was a fun one. We talked about our guilty pleasures, songs and albums, the songs and albums that we are legit embarrassed to say that we enjoy. That was a fun romp. We learned a lot about each other.
2001 was a bad year.
We learned a lot about the year 2001.
It's really weird how everything got kind of centered around that year. And even when we discuss one of our favorite podcasters' guilty pleasure here in a minute.
Yes.
Right around that year. Is it odd? Is it weird?
The early 2000s it changed us all, I think. So we had some fan feedback. We had some messages and also some comments because I posted a video over on our Facebook page. Go like us if you haven't already. But our listener, Brandon, agreed with us because I posted the video for Disturbed's Prayer. He stated that he actually enjoyed that album back in the day as well.
Whoa.
He goes on to say
wasn't
that...
Wasn't he like 13 at the time?
He's a little younger than me. But he's not...
Oh, that's right.
He's not like super young.
It's DSD who's very young.
Guy, yeah.
Okay.
But Brandon goes on to say that Phobia by Breaking Benjamin is another one of his guilty pleasures.
That's interesting because both of us really... Or at least I really enjoy that album.
You did. I enjoy more Breaking Benjamin's first two albums.
And Phobia was their third. Phobia was their third.
Run away, make hate, get laid, and get laid. I think Phobia was their third, yeah.
Something like that. That's the one with Diary of Jane. Yeah. Yes. I enjoy majority of Breaking Benjamin's discography.
Yes.
And I'm not embarrassed to say
And I reassured Brandon, Breaking Benjamin is legit. No need to be embarrassed.
Legit. Although you will rail on him, much like Cody's mom.
Much
but
like
verbally,
yes.
Verbally, you will rail against him due to his fear of flying.
Oh, of course.
And also,
you coward fuck.
Also, his chronic body pain.
Yes. Who am I to say? Whatever. He goes on to say anything by The Weeknd, who is a popular pop band nowadays.
Isn't he a rap artist?
The Weeknd?
Yes.
I have no idea.
It's a black gentleman.
Oh.
He sings the hippity hop.
Oh.
I think.
The hopscotch?
Google the hippities.
Okay. So I just put Google hippity hops?
Weeknd should pop right up.
Okay.
Make sure it's not spelled correctly.
Yeah, don't spell it correctly because we're going to end up with some weird video. I'm going to try that later to see what comes up if I spell it correctly. But the Weeknd.
It's probably just highlights from Cody's mom.
This is a video for a song called I Feel It Coming featuring Daft Punk. This is probably a sponsored video. Oh, Lord.
Why don't you install Adblocker on YouTube?
I do have Adblocker. For some reason, it's not working right now.
Ads pay the bills.
Already, I like this video. It's lo-fi. Coming.
Feel it coming, baby.
I'm going to go ahead and say, like, there's no reason to be embarrassed by this.
Feel it coming, baby. I think that's a Afro-American.
He has a flat top.
Much like most Afro-Americans in the early 90s.
Yes. 90s flat top. Oh, he kind of reminds me of Bruno Mars. Like his vocal style.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's no reason to be ashamed of this, man. It's cool.
But he's so popular.
Yeah. 203 million views as of this recording.
Almost as much as Rick Isley.
Almost. Yeah, there's no reason to be embarrassed by that.
There's a lot of reasons to be embarrassed by that.
But there is a reason to be embarrassed for liking 5 Seconds of Summer, Brandon. What is wrong with you?
I don't know what's going on with that. I've never listened to them, so it's like I feel like I can't judge.
Oh,
I just know that they're...
You're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Why have you heard them? You gave
them
a chance.
They're part of the Warped Tour scene, so they're like,
I guess so.
They're like one of those bands that I checked out just to see what they were, and they're like the alternative press
and opening of, for One Direction.
Yeah, opening
at
for
the
one
Rose
Direction.
Bowl. Yeah, they sound like a Warped Tour band to me. Anyway,
they were at Warped Tour. I promise you,
in 2006,
probably
back when they were underground still.
Brandon, you should be ashamed of that, and from now on, you're not allowed to listen to our show.
Oh man, Mike is getting rid of viewers left and right.
Oh, we don't need you. I'm just kidding.
We really need you. Don't
Oh God, listen to all of our shows. We got a listener, Brandon, who went on to say that when no one is listening, he listens to the first Attack Attack album.
Wait, this is a different Brandon?
Oh, I'm sorry, I said David.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to say David.
Our friend David.
Yeah.
you posted that meme of a gentleman playing the guitar like a
That's
crab?
From the video. It's like the second song because the first one is like a hip-hop kind of intro that bleeds into the song. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that guitar is literally invented crabcore.
Is that 2006-ish?
2006 or 7, something like that.
That invented crabcore.
But I get it. It's one of those like guilty pleasure like...
When you're 12.
Right, yeah, when you're 12 and you first discover Screamo for the first time, like, yeah, Attack Attack, baby.
It's got pop elements.
And so I got a personal message. This didn't go to the Facebook, this didn't go to our Facebook page, this went to my page.
Oh.
I got a personal message from someone named Rick.
Rick? Oh, Rick.
I think it's a typo in his name because his last name is spelled with only one L.
Right.
Thanks. He goes on to say,
out Norman Rick.
Bless you two for getting on board. I laughed my ass off. He's talking about our Cody's mom recurring joke.
Yes.
I should feel bad about how much I'm enjoying this. It's okay. Don't feel bad.
But it's great.
It's great. I feel great just like every time I jism all over Cody's mom.
That's what she said.
But he goes on to say, Backstreet Boys, the fuck, man.
I said the same thing. Adam's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. He's just reciting words from last week's episode. I mean, Creed was bad, but come on, dude. Now, mine. He goes.
Yeah, then he's but got, mine.
He shares his guilty pleasure.
One of the worst songs.
Now, do you guys recognize this song?
The New Millennium.
I'm not going to share the title of this song yet, but it's a perfectly crafted pop song.
Perfect.
All the right chord structures, the right dynamic, it even tells a story.
Whoa.
If I ever have to write a pop hit, it's the template I'd use. Now, let's all remember year 2000.
Jason Biggs was big. Mina Suvari was hot.
They were both in the movie Loser.
The Bucket Hat was making a comeback.
The Bucket Hat with clear shades.
And bands with bongos, but pop rhythms and hooks.
That guy shaking a banana.
He's the percussionist?
He's the percussionist.
But they also have a drummer. Oh.
Wheatus's teenage dirtbag.
You know,
Rick's.
I was right around 19 when this hit, and I'm like, I think this is the music I'm supposed to be into.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, this was, I knew of my Creed, and I knew I didn't like Limp Bizkit, but I felt like this was a band that I should be into, but luckily they only had one song and I never heard from them again.
Yes, just like we all did, and thankfully, because Rick, you are wrong, you're not allowed to listen to our show anymore, and you must unlike our page from now on. Oh. I kid. And then
we have so many likes.
And then we go on to get a nice, delicious message. This message was delicious from our listener, Daniel. Hilarious episode, guys. All your guys' picks were silly, but understandable. Thank you.
There you go.
We got a compliment for once.
Except for the Backstreet Boys.
Fuck you.
It was silly, yes.
I guess I'll give you my list in no particular order. 3 Days Grace, 1X from 2006. Not even the one, but all the singles.
Right. That's interesting.
This is the one that has Pain on it.
Pain.
Yeah.
I don't remember
Which
Pain.
Which I vaguely remember the single, but I can't sing it to you off the top of my head. The first
if it's
album,
not By the Time You Get Home, I'm Already Stoned. Dun 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 dun.
This house is not a
home.
Dun 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 dun. What about I can be mean, I can be angry, you know I could be just like you. Oh man,
that was their first hit.
Yeah. And well, then, I Hate Everything About You from the first album.
That's right.
But this is their second album.
Second album, which I don't think anybody's
Daniel
really heard.
Doesn't have the dignity to put 3 Days Grace's first album. The album is very nostalgic for me, being one of the first albums I bought myself. It's shameless post-grunge, but I think it's done well. No, Daniel, it hasn't.
But 2006 post-grunge couldn't be a thing anymore.
No.
Right?
Right. As evidenced by the fact that nobody remembers 1X by 3 Days Grace.
They try it on 103.9.
They try it.
You like turn it on, you'd be like, oh, this is new 3 Days Grace. And that was one of the few times you'd hear it.
I was happy never hearing this band's name again, but Skillet with Comatose.
Well,
again, in 2006.
So his 2006 was our 2001.
Correct.
Where your greatest year
he
of all time.
He was missing out on 2006.
Your
apparently.
Greatest year was 2006.
Aw, Skillet, the trend-hopping Christian rock band. I had a hard time picking between this and their previous album, but since I listened to it, this one the most, it won out. Generic early 2000s alt rock with really in-your-face religious lyrics, but I love it all the same.
I want to praise you, Jesus! Jesus will fucking love you.
Disciple with
and
Horseshoes.
Skillet has like 50 million albums,
they
too.
They do. Yes. Yeah. How could you choose?
It's so full of
so much
God's
hope.
Love. Yes.
Disciple with Horseshoes and Hand Grenades from 2010. More Christian rock. Mm. My tastes were limited to whatever was carried at the local Christian bookstore.
Well, when you're
Life
limited.
Was rough.
Yeah.
The lyrics were very personal to me at the time, and if I ever randomly hear a song off this album, I find myself enjoying it. Adam, you'll like this next pick. Bon Jovi with These Days from 1995.
95. So that was even after that greatest hits album that I discussed.
After all the hits. I grew up listening to my mom's old Bon Jovi albums, but this was the first one I bought myself.
We get it. We get it. We all went through that phase.
We all have our things.
Our things of our parents that we listen to. But was Cody's mom in one of those videos is my real question.
You know what? I think she was like in the vocal booth giving Bon Jovi many a head.
Many a head.
She gets around. You get it? She's a whore. I, to this day, still say this is their best album.
Wow.
It's still a little cheesy, but damn it, I don't love those songs. I love me some old Bruce Springsteen.
I don't even know what songs would be on that Bon Jovi record.
I looked up these days on Wikipedia. I don't recognize a single song on that album.
It seems like their heyday had already passed by 95.
The greatest hits already came out.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the bad one. Hollywood Undead with Swan Song from 2008.
I have no history with this band. I know of them from their masks, but that's about it.
Oh, and their hippity hops.
Their hippity hops.
Okay, I don't have a justification for this one. It's crunkcore at its finest or worst. half of the songs are on the same lyrical level as Ohio Is for Lovers.
Oh.
Yes, it is. And the other half are songs about smoking weed and banging bitches. I tried to disown this album for years, but whenever I hear a song, I can't help but sing along. God, this was embarrassing.
That's my
chocolate starfish in the hot dog flavored water.
And that was the Chronic by
exactly.
Dr. Dre. Exactly.
But at least your Chronic has
staying power?
Staying power.
It wasn't filmed on top of the Twin Towers.
And at least it has, street cred. Nobody on the streets is being like, chocolate starfish in the hot dog flavored water. This one's for you, Ben Stiller. You are a crazy motherfucker.
Only that's Mike on the way to work.
That's the intro to Get Your Groove On.
Oh, God. Ben Stiller, you're a crazy motherfucker.
We also have some comments over here. Continue on from Daniel for the episode.
I love our comments.
on a better note, I've listened to the entirety of Manchester Orchestra's discography, except for Hope. You don't need to listen to Hope. It's fine.
I listened to Hope.
You listened to Hope?
Once.
Were you hoped?
It was Hope.
It was Hope. Yes. But I must say, I'm impressed. Virgin was a great first album for them. However, I do disagree with Mean Everything to Nothing. I thought it was a masterpiece.
Heath enjoyed that one greatly.
Correct.
Whoa.
The lyrics were so personal and direct.
Brought ice cream from a small little fairy.
It was, yes.
Thank you, fairy.
The lyrics were so personal and direct that it was crushing. Simple Math, thinking it was great, but I didn't like it quite as much as Mike. Still a good album, though. Cope, though, I hated it. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later.
I know, we'll be doing that, because I know for you, Cope was not your favorite.
Cope was Cope. Mm-hmm. I was not coped. Production was bad, every song sounded the same, and there was just nothing interesting about it. Their newest album, A Black Mile to the Sun, was perfect. It is for sure their best album of their career, and currently fighting as my album of the year right now. So glad I checked it out. Again, great episode, guys. Well, thank you, everybody, for all that great feedback.
And my thought for next week was going to be we should review Black Mile to the Surface until an album came out.
Until news, but Tuesday. Let's go into the feed. Let's eat our ice cream first, and then we'll get to the feed. All right, so we have just a small handful of uninteresting news this week.
Nothing
happened at all.
Races are peacefully getting along.
Uh-huh. Something about tiki torches. I don't know. I'm off Facebook now, except for when I get a message or something. So I was really confused when I heard this past week that there's Nazis now.
There's Nazis. They're back. Oh. Well, no. I mean, they're living peacefully, just spreading their good word.
The good word of Nazism.
A good word of Nazism. And of course, Mr. Trump was like, hey,
eloquent president we've ever had.
Bad people on the other side too.
Mm, yeah, Jews in those concentration camps—they had it coming, didn't
and
they?
And then they were like, "Well, we should just tear down these Confederate monuments." And Trump was like, "What's next? Are we going to take down the Jefferson Memorial? He owns slaves too, guys."
Oh, I'm so glad I'm off of Facebook. Anyway,
but if you just go on to any news site, you would find that out as well.
Most of my news sites involve my hobbies, so
hobbies aren't Nazism.
Shh, that was supposed to be on the down low, Adam.
I thought I saw you out there with a tiki torch.
hope I don't lose my job.
That was my favorite part, is that these guys that showed up in these pictures are like losing their jobs now.
Good.
It's like a picture of, with their tiki torch. You're like, I lost my job.
Who would have thought outing yourself as a Nazi is making you lose your job? What about freedom of speech, you guys?
And we can't tear down these beautiful Confederate monuments, of which I didn't even know that there were any left.
Oh.
Apparently there's still plenty of them throughout
Robert
the South.
Robert E. Lee.
And Jefferson Davis.
Jefferson Davis.
Stonewall Jackson.
Being as an ocean is finally back in the news, Adam. So
Adolf Hitler.
Last time we talked about Being as an Ocean, like their album never came out.
Right.
They
it was
had
supposed
an album
to come out and then it didn't.
That was supposed to come out, yeah, July, at the end of July. And it's just kind of like, just no word from anyone in the band, no word from Equal Vision Records, and
but the
no word of a delay. It was just taken down, just taken down from
the
website.
The track list ended up on iTunes.
The track list was posted by one of the members of the band, and then promptly taken down.
Oh, okay.
So what I saw was a screenshot before it was taken down. But so now we finally have some update on that album.
I've been waiting patiently for so long now.
You can follow this user at Tyler W. Ross. He happens to be the guitarist for Being as an Ocean. He posted this past Monday on Twitter, "I drained my E-Trade account to buy my own album. Welcome to 2017. The rules are changing." That's kind of a passive-aggressive kind of statement there.
My E-Trade account.
He has an E-Trade account. These guys don't have jobs.
No, they don't. To
anyway,
buy my album.
One of his followers replies back and say, "Okay.
Question marks.
I obviously missed something. Are you going independent with your new album and the label? And are the label to blame for the delays?" Tyler William Ross goes on to reply, "Yes. Flexing emoji. Flexing emoji." So Being as an Ocean appear. So I went to their Wikipedia page and I went to like their official band page, beingasanocean.com, I believe it is. And they are no longer listed under Equal Vision. They were supposed to. This was supposed to be their first album with Equal Vision. Apparently, something went wrong, and the band had to buy the album back from them.
Whoa! And I bet it was just not very good.
I like that the first couple of songs that they released, though.
Oh, I guess
they
you have
dope.
Heard them.
Yeah,
but I imagine it's not up to the level that Equal Vision needs.
Mm.
Who else is on Equal Vision? I have no idea. We'll never know.
Well, there's no way to know. I guess we'll never know.
So
sometime soon?
The guitar player is broke.
He doesn't have an E-Trade account anymore.
His E-Trade account
he
is
drained
bankrupt.
It.
He probably had to like pay penalties because he's not 55 years old yet.
Exactly.
I wonder if he lives with one of those little Muppets that are in the commercials and he has to like pay that thing to eat and
yeah,
do his
exactly.
trading for him online. So, I mean, I'm not too broken up about this because like this band is kind of...
I mean, yeah, they're kind of on our B and C tier as far as bands that we like.
Like enormous lead singers that come into the crowd, do their entire set in the crowd and sweat
house kicks
and sweat on the crowd because
I
they're so
him.
Enormous.
I touched him,
and then the cable from the microphone decapitates almost half the crowd.
Yeah,
there were heads everywhere.
We all had to carry the cord over our heads, you giant man.
And we were like, "This is great." My arm's getting tired.
We're having fun. We're supposed to be having fun, right? I think we're having fun. Woohoo! Being as an ocean.
Adam wants to go to shows still? This isn't a life.
But I'm still looking forward to that album, whenever it may come out. E-Trade accounts, be damned.
We'll reimburse you.
They'll get reimbursed somehow. Let's see. We've been kind of, waiting on some news with this, because last time we heard from Brand New, they were like, "Yeah, we wrote some songs. They might..." You know, I guess we could call them an album, but like, you know, we're waiting for the right time.
He said that we weren't happy with them, and we don't want to.
Yeah, we want to workshop them a little bit more, and we're gonna. That was months ago, though.
I thought he had said before the end of 2017, but
it was going to come out before. Yeah, but so this was months ago when he said like, okay, we have songs. I guess you could call them an album, but we want to work on them a little bit more. You know,
we need to get that goodbye album quality.
Yes, they are going to be breaking up in 2018, but this past Tuesday. They released a social media bonanza, and they said, our LP5, which has no title, they're just calling it fifth album, is available for pre-order on vinyl. And that's going to be coming out in October.
October?
Yeah.
And then?
That's great news. We finally got news that the brand new fifth album, this is 8 years from their last album, and 11 years from my favorite album of all time.
12.
That's
no, 11. You're right.
Yeah.
So that's and they also mailed out 500 copies of the album to random fans who they just happened to have their address for.
Adam, this
and then 2 days later,
Thursday was my birthday, and nothing.
Wednesday? Thursday?
Yeah, this past Thursday was yesterday. My birthday.
Yes.
And nothing interesting at all happened. Oh my god, brand new! Shadow dropped their fucking album! It's called Science Fiction! It's available now! What the fuck? I hate all of you! Oh my god!
Did you rush right down to your local Best Buy and purchase it?
I was at the DMV.
And you dropped what you were doing?
When I got your message. And I was like...
Shadow drop!
I was like, what the fuck? Oh my god!
And Mike's giant letters of just like... Blah, 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 blah. We will have it tonight!
We will have it by tonight! And by gum, I got it that same night. And it's called Science Fiction, the long-awaited brand new album, just shadow dropped out of nowhere.
I didn't read that they were going to release it in October.
The vinyls will be out. So if you do go to...
So that was really surprising. It was just out of nowhere... Yesterday, I like just opened up my iTunes, and it's like, just now, here's the album.
Here you go, guys. So if you go to procrastinatemusictraders.com, I guess that's their new label. Who knows? Or who they're going to for distribution. You can go buy the digital version of Science Fiction right now for $9. You can buy the CD for $10, which they'll ship to you. Or if you're a hipster trash, hipster garbage vinyl collector. Cassette tape, yeah.
Is that available? God.
Not yet, but the standard vinyl version will be available this October.
So the fan freaking conspiracy theories are flowing like mad.
There's
an entire article on Alternative Press.
Really?
Connecting this album and these tiny little elements to all the past albums and why this is that and this is that.
Have you heard it yet?
I've listened to it twice.
I've listened to it once.
And I will say right now. It's probably the album of the year.
Whoa! Holy shit.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
I had an interesting drive this morning listening to the new brand new album.
So did I! Holy shit!
Wasn't expecting to listen to it this morning, but I did.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see. We'll see.
So
we'll see how things evolve. And the girl jumping out of the building there is the same girl from Devil and God.
What?
I'm telling you. There's these weird connections that the fans have already found.
The only interesting thing besides the weird album art is the license plate on the Mercedes E-Class there. It's SOS 666. That's got to be a reference to something.
Of course.
We'll talk about it on next week's episode because we are going to have a full track-by-track review of Brand New's fifth album. Oh my god!
I'm sure it's the same conspiracy theories of... Chris Cornell was murdered by pedophiles.
Oh,
because
he was. He was going to expose a pedophile ring with Chester Bennington.
Why is it
so
always
the Illuminati?
Why is it always a pedophile ring?
It's Pizzagate, Adam. Pizzagate.
Children can't speak out. It's so sad.
They're little voices. They need a. Anyway, who cares? Anyway, so let's go on the plate and we're going to play a fun game and we hope that you'll join us. Will ya? Let's see, we got, this week we're going to play a game we're going to call Kill Your Babies.
Yes.
We're not going to kill actual babies, we're just going to kill...
Not in a pedophile ring, but just murder
them. Adam, do you want to go get some pizza after this? I know a great place downtown where they'll serve you in the basement of there.
Is Hillary Clinton there?
Hillary Clinton is there.
Good, good. I like where this is going.
Yeah, I'm already there, yes.
Are there children?
There is a play area, if you know what I'm saying.
I visit such play areas
at
Carl's Jr.'s and whatnot.
Illuminati. Make sure you order the Illuminati.
Extra cheese.
The extra young pepperoni.
Gross.
Anyway. What we're going to do, we're going to play a game. I kind of saw something similar to this for a video game, so I was like, you know, we can do the same exact thing. For music albums. So essentially what we're going to do, I made a list of all of our albums. Interestingly enough, there are 14 albums between you and me from 2016, 15, and 14.
Yes.
14 albums even. Isn't that interesting?
Illuminati?
Illuminati. Pizzagate. Skinny 2017.
SOS 666.
So I made a list of all of the albums that we listed on our best albums of the year for the past 3 years. And let's go ahead and just refresh everyone's memory. 2016, Headspace by Issues, California by Blink-182, 13 Voices by Sum 41, A Reintroduction by Capsize, Misadventures by Pierce the Veil, If I'm the Devil by Let Live, Painkillers by Brian Fallon, The Sounds by, I'm sorry, that's not it. If
I was going to say, wasn't it the really, really long one?
Yeah, if yeah, that one, by the 1975.
The Sound is the first single.
It's correct, yeah. I was looking at the YouTube playlist.
I love
I'm
it
sorry.
When you sleep, for you are so
that's
beautiful
the one,
and delicate.
Along
and
the Shadow by
delicious.
Seosin, To Be Everywhere is To Be Nowhere by Thrice, Vacancy, Bayside, Chemical Miracle by Trophy Eyes, Dissonance, Hands Like Houses, Aggressive, Beartooth. Moving on to 2015, Just Like You by Falling in Reverse, Hurt by Hawthorne Heights, Beating a Dead Horse, Jared Alange, To Those Left Behind, Bless the Fall, ASD by Skylight Drive, No Closer to Heaven by The Wonder Years, Carry the Fire, Dustin Kensrew, That's the Spirit by Bring Me the Horizon, Instant Gratification by Dance Gavin Dance, Kintsugi Dance by Death Cab for Cutie, Younger Dreams, Our Last Night, American Beauty, American Psycho by Fall Out Boy, Heavy Love, Man Overboard, Connector, Adam's number one album for 2015 by I the Mighty. And finally, 2014, Light and Dark EP by Masquerade, Little Machines by Light, Through Art We Are All Equals by Slaves, Devil by Chiodos, Issues by Issues, Royal Blood by Royal Blood, Twin Forks by Twin Forks, Let the Ocean Take Me by The Amity Affliction, Get Hurt by The Gaslight Anthem, Happiness Is by Taking Back Sunday, Lost Forever, Lost Together by Architects, A Spark to Believe, their first and last album by
one and only
Misfortune, Shapeshifter by The Dead Rabbits, and Woven War by Woven War. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back and forth, and we're going to wipe these albums from the face of the earth one by one until we were left with one album, and that will be the one album to rule them all.
The one to rule them all. So we have to stop listening to all these albums? Forever.
In the weird reality that we are creating,
yes.
These albums have never existed. The bands, I guess in some point, like Misfortune, I guess that band just never existed because that's their one album, right?
Right, and they're done. One and done.
One and done, baby. So like, we have to at least pretend, we have to assume that when we wipe these from the band never wrote them, and all the influence, the potential influence from these records
right.
will never have existed.
Right.
So that's what's going to make this hard. And these are all albums that we love, granted that they were best albums from 3 years ago, so our opinions may or may not have changed from them so far. So
true.
Let's get started, shall we?
Okay.
We've got quite a few to get to. So I gave you a sheet. We're just going to kind of mark them off as we go along.
Yes.
And do you want to go first?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. So I'll start with an easy one then. I really don't think the world needs a new Blink-182 album.
Oh.
Let's wipe California from the face of the earth.
From the face of the earth.
Yes.
So if you wipe California from the face of the earth, does that mean Sum 41 never happens?
Why? I don't believe they're correlated in any way.
Okay.
I think Sum 41 went on their own adventure, and Blink-182 went on their weird adventure with a new stepdad in the band. And
that's true.
And California was a divisive album anyway. A lot of people were like, no Tom, no listen.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, fuck you. So we're just never, that album doesn't exist. Your turn.
So my album to no longer exist would probably be, well, we have to go with the one that you and I disagree the most on.
Oh, no.
Which would be Issues.
Oh.
By Issues.
Their first album. which
means we have to...
Which I think by proxy, I have to get rid of Headspace.
Yes.
By Issues. That's fucked up. That is so spiteful, you son of a bitch.
I'm just saying. I feel like it could have been not on your list.
That's a great album.
To some.
To me. To many. Your turn.
Okay. Wait, I just went.
I know, and I did Headspace.
Oh, okay. So maybe next we should wipe from the planet. Probably Bless the Fall.
Bless the Fall to those left behind. Okay. I'll follow you there. I mean, that album, it was on my, I think it's like number 7 best album of that year, and It was a good album. It's not one of their best. It's. I think we could stand to have a long break between Bless the Fall releases.
Feel like you were building too much from the Hollow Bodies hype?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We can get rid of that.
Okay.
Let's see. I think to wipe from this earth.
I'm sure there's
the Dead Rabbits.
The Dead Rabbits shape shifter.
Yes. I think Craig Mabbitt would have ended up making some sort of post-hardcore album anyway. I know you really like this album, one of your best, of course. But I'm wishy-washy on it. I think he could have done better.
Well, luckily, there's no follow-up Dead Rabbits albums on this list. And there
no.
never will be.
I guess there never will be. So
right.
I guess technically speaking, if we whoop that from the earth, that album could potentially be the first Dead Rabbits album. So I don't know what I was doing, re-racing Headspace. Anyway, it's gone. It's over. It's done
it's
with.
It's gone.
We don't
it's
talk
over.
About it anymore.
It's done with. So it's my turn next.
Yes.
And because it gives Mike such bad memories, we should wipe from the list Twin Forks by Twin Forks.
But I love that album.
You do. But I'm sick of hearing about all your bad memories of how you associated it with all your previous relationships.
I went through therapy. I'm okay now.
I'm just saying that album would benefit you if it had never existed. You still would have had all the pain. You wouldn't have any...
I would have been associated with an incredible album by Chris Carrabba.
Exactly.
You know, maybe he would have taken some time to make a new Dashboard Confessional album.
It's been 8 years.
It's been eight
years. It's not going to happen.
Oh, you don't think so?
Until he does a shadow drop on your birthday next year.
There it is.
So, right. But yes, for those who are new to us, we should tell the story, don't you think?
There's no time. We've been given this power, Adam. We need to shape the world right now.
Shape shifter.
By wiping albums we love.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I love Twin Forks as well. Not
That's
as much
great album.
As you. But
it seems like I'm the only one who ever talks about this EP. And with good reason, it's a great EP. But let's wipe Masquerade. Light and Dark.
Have any of us gone back and listened to that EP anytime lately?
I legit they still do. It's great.
Where do you find the time?
At the gym? At work?
Are you there for like 8 hours listening to albums?
I might as well be. But you know what? That was Brandon Bomer's little side project, Post Chiodos.
I think he's done, though.
I think he's done.
That was 2014?
Yeah.
And nothing since?
Nothing since.
I think he's done. Oh. Working at Rite Aid or whatever
it was. It's the safe way it is.
So,
what you got, Adam?
I don't have to connect that one to anything, right? I think next I would like to wipe from the earth. Oh, ooh. Pierce the Veil. Misadventures.
With their best album, Adam, you want to leave off. Okay, it was going to happen eventually. I'm sure it was. We have one album to glean from this. It's
are there fine. Any? Are there any connect-
future episodes? These are going to get harder because we're going to. Go to the albums that are definitely influential.
Maybe we should have thrown in all of our 2013 and 2012 lists too.
Yeah, then this list would have ended up super long though, so.
Like 7 hours of podcasting later.
This is just the pilot episode for Kill Your Babies. this is gonna get fun.
Okay.
Further down the road.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't want to get rid of any of these.
They're all terrible.
In hindsight.
You know which ones aren't as good.
I know.
In your opinion.
But I don't want to make you mad, because I want to spare albums that I love, you know?
I guess so.
But in hindsight, I feel like this album, while a good album, is not the best thing this band could have written, and I think they could have done better. So let's get rid of Younger Dreams by Our Last Night.
Ooh, they could have done better.
Yes, if they had just, like, taken some time off from making YouTube covers and, like, made a legit really good album and took some time to...
Not on my top 10 list anymore.
I'm sorry. I looked this up on our YouTube playlist, so that's a little outdated.
There you go.
I apologize.
So if you want to add Wilder Mind by Mumford & Sons,
apparently
its
that's
place.
Apparently that's the technical winner.
The for legit winner
no,
of all
I'm
time.
No, I'm not getting rid of that. No, let's exclude that from the list for now.
Okay. My turn?
Yes.
All right. I think... Well, it's like I have to only focus on ones that weren't on my top 10 list that I don't agree with.
That's a dick move, Adam.
I'm sorry. But it's hard for me to say. Well, you know, since we both agree that this band is weirdly placed, but let's go with Hands Like Houses.
Okay.
Dissonance.
Dissonance.
I know it's my number three album
yes.
of 2016.
Yeah.
And my number three album of 2014, whatever their previous
Correct.
Album
yeah,
was
yeah.
that came out. Yet we still can't sit here and sing any particular song.
Nope.
I can sing This Is Happiness.
This is happiness.
Any other songs?
To get everything nope. ever.
Out of 24 songs, I dislike two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only sing one song off the top of my head.
Speaking of 2016, do we really need another Beartooth album that sounds exactly like Sick and Disgusting? Do we really need it?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
It sounds nothing like Sick and Disgusting.
I think it sounds
because
exactly like Sick and Disgusting.
It's about getting over your trials, not, well, not dwelling
right.
within them and becoming sick and disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's about I'm a piece of shit.
No, it's
and
about
I'm
not being
to,
a piece of shit
And I'm trying
anymore.
To get better. This is for the kids. We have to be,
that's sick and disgusting.
I know.
God damn it. Shut up. It's not this album.
I know.
This is if something about rock and roll.
I feel like Aggressive came out way too close to Disgusting.
2 years difference.
I know. That's way too close. Way too close for a band like this. Do we need another?
There you go.
Do we need another screaming Caleb Shomo?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's talented at AF.
It's been wiped.
Wiped.
It has
been
wiped
like the poop in our buttholes in the morning.
Mm.
Well, since I haven't listened to this album since 2014, I feel like it's about time to maybe let it go.
Okay.
But that would be Slaves.
Oh, no.
Through Art, We Are All Equals.
That's their first album,
the
Adam.
Superior Slaves album.
Yes.
Until the new one comes out eventually.
Beautiful Death, which apparently is supposed to come out in September. There's no release date, but I think they're going to shadow drop it in September. They keep
cool.
saying September.
Well, I have to look at it as I haven't listened to this album.
Adam, that means Slaves never existed. That means we never met Johnny Craig in December of 2015.
That means you never had your relationship that caused
because
you
of
to have,
Slaves?
That caused you to have such a terrible 2016.
So Johnny Craig caused me to get back into a relationship with my ex-girlfriend?
It caused you to miss out on the relationship and therefore not happen. Therefore, your 2016 was the most epic year of all time.
Whoa.
Which technically it was because you met your current girlfriend during that year.
Yes.
Instead of being like, oh, woe is me forever.
It was the latter half, but yes, you're right.
Yes.
The
still
latter,
the most
the
epic.
Latter fourth.
And the Cubs won the World Series in
they
November.
They did. That
so
happened.
It's a much better year than you thought. And then
so
a week
because
later.
Because of Slaves. But maybe because of Slaves, that all happened. Adam.
I think.
And you just erased all of
true.
That.
True. She probably left you because we went to that Slaves concert. Because
they're like, oh, look at him taking a picture. Like, why am I taking a picture mm-hmm. of my boyfriend and his best friend with some heroin addict?
Right. And then both you and her were like, that's so sad to see Johnny Craig struggling with drug addiction. And I was like, that was fucking awesome. He was totally on drugs right now. This is awesome. And you guys were totally not on the same page as me. But, and then she broke up with you 2 weeks later, and it was probably my fault because.
It is your fault because of Fiber One bars. Anyway.
Right. And it was the Fiber One bar night
yeah,
that,
was
that happened.
Bar,
so it was my fault that you broke up with her. So if Slaves didn't exist, you'd still be with Tiffany and you'd
and
be.
And I wouldn't be in the relationship I am now.
That's right.
Johnny Craig, what have you done?
And you wouldn't have to. Or you'd be like fighting off drunken Arabs
who
threaten to kill you yeah. and don't like that you bang his wife.
Yeah.
Because you don't make her wear a headscarf.
There we go.
I mean, like, your life would be so much better right now without that album.
Without Johnny Craig.
Without Johnny Craig.
So is Johnny Craig clean, though? Can I ask that question? Now that we've wiped this album from the face of the earth.
I'm going to go with no.
That's superior Johnny Craig.
He's dead now. But does that mean...
Let's get rid of Royal Blood.
Okay. Let's get rid of Royal Blood.
Royal Blood is an interesting band, but they're not gonna change the world. I don't think the world's gonna be changed.
You thought they were with that album.
Yes. And then they released their follow up album and we're like, oh yeah. This band.
Now getting back to Slaves real quick, if Johnny Craig doesn't exist, does that mean Dance Gavin Dance doesn't exist?
No, because this is post Dance Gavin Dance. All the releases
yes.
still happen.
Okay.
Just not when this happens.
Okay.
Right? So anything prior to this still happened.
So the tour with Dance Gavin Dance and Daeshell and a lot like birds.
Just would have invited Dayshell because they wouldn't have had a Johnny Craig band to fill that spot.
Right.
So Johnny Craig still would have probably showed up that night.
But he's already dead.
But he died.
Right.
Because this album never came out to save his life. That's right.
Because of the drugs.
The drugs. Adams is making so much more sense. I love this game.
Is it my turn?
Yes. I got rid of Royal Blood.
You got rid of Royal Blood. Okay. Why don't we get rid of Rick's favorite band?
Architects. Synth intro.
That's hard for me to do because I know...
You love this album.
It's a good album. But again, I haven't listened to it for quite some time.
The 2014 effect, we'll call it.
The 2014 effect. And that's okay because I have plenty of other music.
You know what? Let's just get this out of the way now. You're kind of like tearing the Band-Aid off really fast.
Yes.
Let's get rid of Devil by Chiodos. Let's end Chiodos' career.
Should we kill them for good? Yes. Does that mean Brandon Bulmer never exists?
That means Brandon Bulmer did exist, and he wrote an album called Illuminatio with Chiodos, and that was Chiodos' last album.
And they ended on a positive note.
Well, Devil was a great album, too, but I feel like Illuminatio is their best.
But now that Devil doesn't exist, Illuminatio is the only one.
Definitively the best.
Doesn't one of our fans appreciate Illuminatio as much as we do?
I think all of them do.
Okay.
Yeah. Your turn.
So that was the Band-Aid one.
Yeah.
Man, now it's getting tough. Maybe I should go with letting go of the 1975.
Okay.
Because you didn't get the album name right. So therefore,
I love it when you sleep.
Yeah. Almost doesn't exist.
Okay.
Secondly, it didn't rank nearly as high as these other albums did on my list.
For me, it did. Yes.
Yeah. For you, it was your number three album. For me, it was 13.
You know what? I love this guy. I love this album. He's going to do just fine without this. Let's get rid of Jared Alonges beating a dead horse.
So if we get rid of that...
He's still a YouTube sensation. He just never released this album.
Whoa.
Yes.
I can't imagine a world like that.
Well,
because that album inspired what Drive-By Curious became.
Oh, my God.
With Come On, Guys.
No, because Drive-By Curious was 2013.
2014 was the first album. Yeah, that's right. Let's watch the documentary again, and you'll learn this. But...
I watch it daily, Adam.
The reason that Rainbow Sprinkle and Mikilla resurrected themselves was because they were inspired by beating a dead horse.
Comedy music.
And
so does Come On, Guys never come out?
I think that's what it means.
Oh, my God.
The September 11th effect.
What have I done?
You've destroyed
I've destroyed our lives.
I wasted all that time on that documentary for nothing. Okay, so should we just go ahead and say goodnight to A Skylit Drive.
ASD. So, end their career on Rise, huh? Because, you know, A Skylit Drive, Rise, I guess technically speaking, they're done.
I mean, for you, Rise went down to number 6.
Yes, still a wonderful
album. It went from number 2 to number 6 on Reimagining.
Yes.
For me, ASD is my number 6 album
yes.
of 2015. Still, Rise was the far superior album.
Your number 1 album, still, upon reevaluation.
Yes.
Wow.
Doc Brown.
We'll get to that album eventually one day when we do this.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm surprised. You know what? This is this band's best album.
Ooh.
But this band doesn't need to exist. Falling in Reverse, just like you.
Well, yeah.
I like that album a lot, but I don't like it enough to say that I want to keep it around forever.
I can understand that. I kind of have the same feeling about Vacancy. By Bayside. It is, in my opinion, their best album.
Yes.
And the theme, of course, resonated well with where you and I were at in 2016.
My. Yes.
In August of 2016, right before your life got better, which was good. But without that album, does that mean Mike is not inspired to take a chance on a hot redhead?
Oh, and go to therapy?
And go to therapy and then meet a hot redhead who pulls out a bag of corn and was like, hey, Mike. You want to eat some corn? And Mike says...
My corn dealer, yes.
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, I was listening to a lot of depressing stuff at this time, not just Vacancy by Bayside.
And I know you weren't too much of a fan of it at that time, but...
I enjoyed it. Two Letters is one of the best songs I've heard that year.
Right. Yeah. But do you feel like that album helped you to get out of a little bit of a funk and take a chance?
In an empathetic way, yes. In a way where I felt like, hey, I'm not alone. people feel these kind of emotions.
People like me.
Ugly chutz from the East Coast like me.
36-year-old life is over guys like me.
With his third marriage or whatever it is.
Second marriage.
Well, there you go.
You only had one marriage.
I only had one.
But you're not 36 yet.
Not yet. Soon I'll write that Bayside album.
Vacancy by Bayside. Gone forever.
Now this is getting tough. Toughy. How about Woven War? Let's get rid of Woven War.
By Woven War.
Yes.
Great album.
Good album, yes.
But staying power.
How many melodic metal bands do we need, really?
75.
Now we have 74.
Okay, I understand. All of them are on Warped Tour.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and let Fall Out Boy go, because it probably is the one that is not like the others.
Yes.
Granted,
these is not like the others.
Still my favorite Fall Out Boy album, and still the only one I can listen to.
That's the last one with guitar. At least not anymore. What's the one before this one now?
Save Rock and Roll.
Save Rock and Roll.
Starring Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
And Courtney Love. One of the worst albums.
What
of
a fucking weird band.
2013, I think it was.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, man, did that album come out of nowhere. But, man, it doesn't have, like, the oomph that one needs to stay on this list.
Okay. So I'm looking at stuff, and I see a bunch of albums left over where it's like, this is this band, this artist's best work.
Especially that Misfortune album.
Oh, that Misfortune album.
It was their band's best work.
It's their best.
You can't even
album.
Argue with that.
I can't argue with that. It's their best and their worst. Just because this band is so new, and they had a decent first record as well, but this is like a really good standout second record. Let's get rid of Capsize.
Oh.
A reintroduction of the essence of all that surrounds me.
Agree.
All because, I don't want to say that title over and over again. Oh, boy.
Over and over and over. Well, let's go ahead and let Misfortune go.
Misfortune.
I listened to that album not that long ago, and it still stands up. It's just good pop rock. I mean, there's like very little screaming. But
even without this album, maybe Mikey Sawyer will go on and still make that solo album that he so desperately wants to make.
Apparently Northern Lights is still touring, so I don't...
Hey, guys. If we write a new song, would you like it?
No.
No.
The end.
Okay.
All right.
So this is a comeback record. This is this band's last record. Solo records. Oh, man. I don't know what to get rid of now. Let's get rid of Lights. Little Machines.
Okay.
Fantastic record, and I cannot wait for Skin and Earth. But Siberia is still superior, so even if we get rid of this, we still have Siberia.
Okay.
We still have potentially Skin and Earth coming up, so yeah, that's fine. No longer running with the boys.
Right. I'm going to have to let Dustin Kensrue go.
Adam, no!
I know.
Adam, no!
It's got some great songs on it. I know it does. But if I have to choose... I've already made my choice. I can't go back.
How beautiful.
Do you want me to change it? Is this
I can't interfere with your powers.
I was going to say, is this your one save that you want to use?
I'm so torn about what I want to save. That's why we're doing this together. I could do this on my own.
I could pick other ones.
This is too much pressure.
I just know that mathematically, the Dustin Kensrue album is less than the rest of these.
Oh, God. Okay. It's got to go. Sorry, Dustin. Dustin writes music every single year, though. He'll go on and write something else, right?
Right.
Okay.
Remember you said one or two more Thrice albums.
Yes, exactly.
One or two Thrice. Once, twice, thrice.
What's the number after Thrice? Thrice?
Froth. I have no idea. Why don't we know these things?
We're so smart.
14. Wait, that's 14. Thank you, Bono.
I think, even though this is some of this band's best work, this band will survive without the Hurt EP. Goodbye, Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah, that was another one that was on my fence.
And after seeing them live so many times and how disappointed I am at the fact that they keep writing that early aughts nostalgia, despite how many great new songs they have.
With my radio.
I love listening to that song.
They
but
think
like,
that the fans only want to hear those songs.
When I was at Warped Tour, you know what everyone was singing along to? I'm outside of your window with my radio.
Nikki
FM. I couldn't hear fucking JT Woodruff at all.
This is why I don't want to go to shows anymore. And Sum 41 kind of sealed the deal for me. Because that's all you're going to get is the pops.
The old shit.
The old hits, nothing you want to hear. Much like most of Screaming Bloody Murder by Sum 41.
I know what I want to get rid of next. But wait, you're up.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm going to go ahead and let Instant Gratification go.
Okay.
I mean, it was in both of our top tens.
This is their last best album.
Their last best album.
Their last great album, I'll say that.
Yes. Yeah. I know. It's still a great album. It was in our top tens.
Which means Acceptance Speech is the... No, I guess technically Mothership. So Mothership was the follow-up to Acceptance Speech, huh? Oh, God,
that's
a depressing thought that is.
No.
Anyway.
That is kind of sad.
So because of the same reasons I am going to be killing the Hawthorne Heights EP, we have to let go of 13 Voices by Sum 41.
This is
their
comeback understandable
record, but
see, now
the
we're getting
band
into,
will survive without it.
Now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of why we hate these bands. Because
I know, now we're being really fucking petty.
I know, because 13, I'm like, yeah, screw Sum 41. They played fucking Fat Lip
at
their
show. We want Fat Lip. And they ended their show on what song?
Fat Lip.
Too Deep.
Fat Lip.
No, they ended it in Too Deep.
No, they ended on Fat Lip.
Are you sure?
Yes, I was there.
Oh yeah, you were there. You drove us there.
It was their final encore as the crowd chanted it. And then they came out and sang it.
So In
Too
Deep was their
last
song.
Drive a fucking highlighter through my eyeball.
In Too Deep was their last song before the encore. Right?
Who fucking cares anymore?
My mind went blank.
Yeah. Watching 35-year-old men mosh with each other and sing In Too Deep.
Grab a brush, put a little makeup. I've got a bit of a stick up. Watch a bit of a table.
Yeah, and we moshed to that song.
We did.
2001, baby. 2001.
You did this. You did this, America.
It's all Sum 41's fault.
Adam, whose turn is it?
I think
it's
my
turn.
Is it
your turn? Oh, God.
Well,
what are we doing?
Since
this is a terrible idea.
Now I feel like being spiteful, so I'm going to get rid of the band that's no longer with us. Let Live.
Adam! Okay, that's fine.
They broke our hearts.
Because Black is Beautiful would have been what they went out on.
That's
okay.
Fine.
That's fine.
And they broke our hearts by saying Trump wasn't going to win shit.
You lied to us,
we're
Jason
not
going to
break up after we carried you off that stage.
Adam,
the devil's gone.
For the same reasons why you got rid of Hands Like Houses, I think we're going to have to let go of Connector by Eye the Mighty.
You can't remember a single song?
I can't remember a single song off of that album.
Terrible to hear because there's so many incredible songs.
But
on
when
that
I
album.
Hear it, I'll be like, oh yeah, this is a great album.
Yes.
And then 30 minutes later, I'll be like, what?
Psychomachia.
Great song. I
God
know.
Damn it.
Now I remember. What have I done?
Oh, well.
This hurts.
I think I'm going to have to put. Of these remaining tracks, we got Brian Fallon, Seosin,
Thrice,
Trophy Eyes,
Wonder Years, Bring Me the Horizon, Death Cab for Cutie, The Amity Affliction, Gaslight, Taking Back Sunday. How do we choose?
At the bottom of that list for me would have to be the one that...
Oh, Man Overboard as well?
And Man Overboard with Heavy Love. At the bottom of that list for me would have to be Death Cab for Cutie.
They'll be okay.
I know... It was your number one album.
Number one album of 2015. This band will be okay without that album.
Then they ended on Codes and Keys, which was very lackluster.
No.
And
oh my God, you're right.
Still married to Zooey Deschanel.
Not necessarily.
Because I married her.
That's right, you did. This is a weird... we're rewriting history.
I know. I impregnated her with her two children.
Yeah, she got pregnant pretty fast after breaking up with him. As depressing as this one might be... Because without this album, that means the previous album and the album post this would have been what's left. But Let the Ocean Take Me.
Whoa.
By The Amity Affliction is
so
now.
Ending on Chasing Ghosts.
Get up. And following it up.
This could be Heartbreak Never Happened.
This could be Heartbreak.
I think. Well, no. It's hard for me to say, like, I think that's a good idea because it's a really terrible idea.
Because I feel like. yeah, This Could Be Heartbreak was just coasting off of the success of this.
That
so
album,
this never existed.
That album's gone like gold in Australia.
I know.
And given them nothing but positive credits, so guess we what have, the next album's going to sound like.
Yeah.
They're going to make a change on a few songs.
No. We have a formula.
He said we have a formula, and we're going to change. Not the entire album, but maybe four or five songs. Those are his words, but they didn't happen because Let the Ocean Take Me never happened, apparently.
Because everyone's going to sing Pittsburgh to them to their face every frickin' night for the rest of their lives.
At least we get to hear R.I.P. Bond.
Yes.
And Brothers in Arms. And mm-hmm. Bondi Street Blues would be on repeat now.
Oh, my God, yes. And they play that live.
Over and over
yes.
again.
Yes. What's next, Adam?
I'm gonna
push. Push.
It's hard because like now these are all our top
yes.
five or so.
These are some of our favorite albums of all time.
Of all time.
Oh God.
If I have to pick my least favorite of these, I'm gonna have to go with. Oh, I can't do it.
Do it, Adam. This has been hard enough
to go with Thrice.
Oh no! Did they never get back together?
They never get back together.
Oh,
to be somewhere is to be nowhere. Apparently,
to be nowhere now.
Now we don't have to see that weird video of a dad
screaming at his son
about bees.
Bees.
And we can
I
leave
wrote this
it.
Song because of bees.
Major Minor is a good album to end on.
It
we had,
is.
We had already accepted that.
But we also got rid of the last Dustin Kensrue album, so like, what are we left with?
We're left with his Spirit album of 2013.
Oh, that's right. What have we done? Oh.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Next.
The next. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So let's just do it now. That's the Spirit. Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's
okay.
do it.
I thought that was going to make it
that
into
in
the
my
top,
top
two.
10 of all time, but you know what? Ending, having Sepeternal as their last album, not a bad thing to have as your last album.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say the least significant of these remaining ones is going to have to be Trophy Eyes.
Chemical Miracle.
Chemical Miracle by
we
Trophy Eyes.
We are no longer Chemical Miracle.
Nope. And that's one,
that
two,
means we are
three,
not
four,
in that
five,
documentary
six.
Either.
There's only six albums left.
Okay, so I'll choose one more, and then we're going to have to confer with the last five, all right?
Okay. Wait, there's five right now.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I counted six. Brian Fallon with Painkillers. Seosin, Along the Shadow.
Got it.
Okay, you got it? Which one of these is least important in the grand scheme of the music world? Which one of these will go on to inspire the least change?
The least change.
Yes.
Oh no. This is all the most recent albums from these bands.
Correct.
Too, aren't
yeah.
they? Yeah.
And I think the answer to that is going to be Heavy Love.
Oh.
By Man Overboard.
Oh. Which you had a rebirth with.
I love this album. Oh my gosh.
It didn't make it into your top 10.
And I should have a new top 10 because of this freaking album.
I would have to agree with that.
Yes. Oh, sorry. But so that would leave Heart Attack as their last album, right?
Which is fine. It's fair. It's
good.
Not as good as Heavy Love.
But Heavy Love turned this band from a pretty good pop punk band to an amazing pop punk band.
They're
just going to be a regular pop punk band now.
They're everything I wish All Time Low was.
Yes,
don't you think?
We'll get to that. All right, so
okay.
let's do this together. We have so if you've been following along, we have Painkillers by Brian Fallon. We have Along the Shadow by Seosin. No Closer to Heaven by the Wonder Years. Get Hurt by the Gaslight Anthem, and Happiness Is by Taking Back Sunday. All right, so we have some decisions.
The final four.
The final five. I went through my life a very long time waiting for this album, and it never came. Then all of a sudden, we hear these rumors that, oh, it might happen. It might happen this year, or it might happen next year. Who knows?
Yes.
And then it finally happened, and yes, I was excited that it happened.
Yes.
But for that chunk of time that it didn't happen, Yes. I survived.
From 2009 to 2016, right?
We're going to have to get drop Along the Shadow by Seosin.
Technically, you did survive.
I did survive, and I think I'll survive going forward if that album never exists.
Do you think 2016 would have been a better year for you if Along the Shadow hadn't have come out?
I would have been that much more depressed.
Because I'm sure that album contributed to your happiness and woe.
Yes, all of exactly. The above. Mostly happiness. All right, what's next, Adam? So we have Brian Fallon's only solo album. We have the Gaslight Anthem's last album, potentially.
Potentially.
We have probably Taking Back Sunday's best album.
The one that counts the most.
Yes, and we have the Wonder Years' potentially last album, especially since the news of last week.
But then you think about that Cigarettes and Saints. Though.
Cigarettes and Saints.
All of these albums have songs that I could cry to.
There are so many feels so in these four albums.
Hard. But if... Well, okay. So I guess...
I have an idea. Just like with Sum 41 and Hawthorne Heights, you go to a Take It Back Sunday show, what do you hear?
Nothing but old crap.
Nothing but old crap.
Yes. So does that mean we have to let Happiness Is go?
I think they'll be fine. I think their fan base will be fine. I won't be fine.
Exactly.
I won't be fine at all with my number one album of 2014.
I know. Which and it should be a rebirth for this band, which I feel like it was. But
it was, yes.
Not with their fans who only want to hear one or two songs.
She said, Don't let it go, your head. Boys, poor Adam Lazar is going to sing that fucking line till he dies. I'm so sorry.
He dies.
Now we're left with two Brian Fallon albums.
But see, if you...
And a Stan Soupy Campbell album.
If you get rid of Get Hurt, exist. Painkillers doesn't exist. Or does it? And Get Hurt songs end up on Painkillers. Because I have no problem with Gaslight ending their career on Handwritten. My number four album of all time. Get Hurt was my number 10 album of all time.
My number two.
Painkillers was number 12.
Yeah. So does that mean we have to drop The Wonder Years? Is that are we just going to fight between two Brian Fallon albums?
Why wouldn't
all right,
we?
Let's do
Why
it.
Wouldn't we do
let's,
it?
Let's debate this. We're going to debate this and before because we move on to the next segment.
No Closer to Heaven was not anywhere near my top 10.
It was in my top 40 or 50, I believe.
Oh, wait, it was in my top 10. Sorry, I was thinking overall.
Oh, overall?
But it was like number 8 or 9 of 2015.
It was pretty, it was there.
It was pretty good. But in my overall albums, it was
for your best songs, it took like three or four spots of your top songs of that year.
That's right.
How did that happen? How did that rank so low?
But I'm pretty sure there were six Painkiller songs on my best songs list.
So the last two to survive, Kill Your Babies, Brian Fallon's Painkillers, and Get Hurt by the Gaslight Anthem. So let's talk about this. So if Gaslight, so you think if Gaslight Anthem never existed, if Get Hurt never existed, we wouldn't get Painkillers?
That's what I was thinking, because I would think Brian Fallon would just hang it up and call it a career.
If Get Hurt never existed.
If Get Hurt never happened.
So if we wipe this, we're potentially wiping both.
That's what I was thinking, which is why I couldn't let go of Get Hurt before Painkillers, but I still felt Painkillers tears at me in the most.
So many feels.
But if you were to use both of our minds together, then I feel it's perfect. You feel it's like an 11 out of 12.
Yes.
Because of Mojo Hand.
I
One
think
song
that girl
to tear it
got
down.
Got a Mojo Hand.
One song to tear it down. Either way, I'm happy, no matter what.
Somehow I knew it was going to end up like this, right? So my immediate thought is, if Painkillers didn't exist, we'd probably be getting a new Gaslight Anthem sometime soon.
Very true.
Create is going to stay within Brian Fallon for the rest of his life. Or maybe a new Horrible Crows. Who knows?
That's always possible.
So my vote is to baby kill Painkillers.
Okay.
Your vote is to baby kill Get Hurt?
I'm happy either way. I feel like Painkillers would have to be the one that we would agree upon.
Okay.
If we had to choose between these two.
Heads?
No, I'm telling you, I think that getting rid of painkillers
is the right thing to do.
Is the right choice.
Okay, the right thing to do.
The right
choice. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner? One album to rule them all, at least for the last 3 years.
2014's.
2014's Get Hurt by the Gaslight Anthem. We did it. We did it. That was painful, but we did it.
If you haven't heard that album, you need to get on that shit.
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter who you are. Go listen to that album. Jesus.
And then
Jesus Christ.
Listen to previous albums.
Yes. And then go back and listen to Painkillers, even though it doesn't exist ever again.
And listen to all 30 of these albums, really.
Yeah.
Because they're all great.
Great.
In their own way.
All right. Well, that was fun. Well, we should do this again sometime soon.
Should we do this from our 2011 through 2013 list one of these days?
I think eventually we're going to have to like pick like the your top 20 from your all time with my top 20 of all time.
Ooh.
Give or take here and there.
Right.
And it's just going to end up being like what Get AFI hurt. Versus Brand New.
It would just be Get Hurt, I guess.
It'd be Get Hurt. I think we've established it's a perfect album.
I think so. It's pretty perfect. I still feel that Handwritten is perfecter.
Yes.
And so I still feel that 59 Sound and American Slang are perfecter.
So now that we can take a deep breath and breathe, we can get out of this weird reality where these albums don't exist.
I'm glad to
now we can talk about albums that actually do exist and we've been listening to. What have you been listening to, Adam?
This week I listened to Thrice albums.
Thrice.
Not the band Thrice, but three albums.
Okay.
I listened to Manchester Orchestra. I listened to Canadian Softball. And I listened to... I forgot the other one.
Oh God. To iTunes.
I should know these things. Oh, no, it wasn't Trust Company. I finished them.
Yes. Oh, All Time Low?
All Time Low,
okay.
2.0.
So you want to talk about them?
Let's just get that out of the way, and
okay.
It's pretty garbage.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember the name of that album either.
So Wrong It's Right.
That's the one.
Or did So you, Right It's Wrong.
So did you have a nice conversation with your coworker who loves this band?
I did
about
not,
it?
But the one song that she hates called The Beach
uh-huh.
is actually one of the songs I liked.
Oh.
I thought that it had a good hook to it.
Okay.
And it was... You know, it had that Man Overboard pop punk vibe.
Sure.
I know
couldn't
you're...
differentiate one song from another with this album, Adam. Not at
it's
all.
Pretty bad. I liked the closing track, Poppin' Champagne.
Poppin' Champagne.
And I think I enjoyed the opening track, This Is How We Do It.
Mm. This is how we do it.
That was about it. I don't know how this album got this band to such heights.
Haircuts
and 2007 and yes. MySpace and puppies and... ponies and
glitter graphics on MySpace.
Yeah, something weird like that. So whatever, two down, five to go.
Here we go. But I promise you, it gets better.
I'm not feeling the next one very much at all after three listens.
Yeah,
but
we'll talk about it next week.
I'm really, really sad.
Muscle through it, man. You can do it.
But Cope,
Manchester Orchestra. So yeah, this came out 2015, 14, something like that.
I'm going to go with 15.
Yeah, let's do 15. No, 14. There okay. It is. So, yeah, it's Cope from 2014. This is
now
the
you were
to the masterpiece, Simple Plan.
So you were writing on the Simple Man.
I do anything.
You were writing on the masterpiece vibe.
Yes.
That was Simple Math.
Oh, my God, yes.
So I can understand being disappointed.
Yes.
With Cope. But I feel like I felt about Cope the way that DSD feels about Mean Everything to Nothing.
Oh, my.
Nothing to Everything.
You think Cope is a masterpiece?
I don't think it's a masterpiece. I just don't think it's that bad.
Oh, okay.
It's like, hey, we got together. We made some songs. Some of these songs are really good. And I gave it an 8 out of 11.
Okay.
Which I thought it was
fine.
Did
the production wear you down at all? Because I feel like the production's pretty bad.
Nope.
Okay.
Production was great.
It sounds unintentionally lo-fi.
I enjoyed the lo-fi aspect of Hope.
Okay.
Of Hope as well.
But you listen to Hope, the reimagining of Cope, and
yes,
it's an album.
And it was a reimagining of it, and I thought they did a great job.
Do you like these depressing songs? How about you listen to them a little slower?
Trying to think which tracks I enjoyed. The Ocean was a really good track.
Yeah, I agree.
And Trees was a really good track. And so, yeah, I don't know why you guys dislike it so much if you get that bogged down into production.
I just don't feel like these songs are that memorable, to be honest.
Well, shit on me.
No, I'm not into that. Sorry.
Okay, fine. But still, I thought it was fine.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to reviewing...
A Black Mile to the Surface.
A Search of the Black Mile.
The Curse of the Black surface. Yes. And then we got... Because
it seems like it's pretty damn good so far.
Mm, a lot of people are stoked on it.
Yes. And you and DSD are enjoying it. And we would be bringing it to you next week if somebody hadn't shadow dropped something on my
God damn it, brand new. What have you done?
You ruined our lives. And then I listened to Canadian Softball.
Canadian Softball.
Wonderful.
Another Jared Alonji project.
Yes.
Which you might know from such bands like Sunrise Skater Kids, Amidst the Graves Demons,
and Rectangles.
And the rest. Oh, it's so, not clicking. But anyway, this is
Ruined It.
Awkward and Depressed.
Yes.
Is their debut album. Oh, it's not working at all. Oh, look, it's frozen. I hope we're still recording. Yeah, we're still recording. Okay, keep going.
You ruined my iTunes, Jared Alonji. No, but it's pretty damn good. There was songs on it that were very funny on re-listening.
Which is the whole draw to this, anyway.
This is his, you know, emo-inspired.
Yes.
Like, you know, the first song, Average Joe, reminds me of JT Woodruff.
Yeah.
So much. And there's a song called Mumble, which is just mumbling. And he posted that one daring the fans to figure out what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the few lyrics that you can make out made it onto the lyrics websites.
Oh, nice.
And it's all talking about we need a proletariat revolution and fuck these capitalists and the streets will run red with their blood.
So Jared Alonji is who's to blame with all these this Nazi stuff going on right now.
Anti-Nazi. Yes.
Okay.
He's more a communist.
Oh, that's true.
Communist I enjoyed liberals. The Ohio is for Emo Kids medley.
The medley.
Man, those medleys are fun.
Yeah, he's really good at writing these medleys.
I know. And it's all about a kid trying to just make it to Warped Tour and going to Hot Topic. And so I figured for you could probably relate even more. Because you were that kid in 2008.
And I was also on the Hot Topic website today. I bought a backpack.
Well done. I think I almost picked out every single parody in that one.
Oh, cool. So you're an expert in emo.
I think I was.
Cool.
There was a song. I wish we had the track listing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your iTunes is frozen.
You ruined it.
Damn it.
I enjoyed Pink Wednesday.
Okay.
Which was the closing track.
Yes.
And because he's, you know, you're not good enough. And people like you don't look good in those pants.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I highly recommend it to everyone. There's a Sunny Day Real Estate cover that I
enjoyed. I enjoyed this better than I enjoyed the Amidst the Grace Demons and the Sunrise Skater Kids album. So, yeah, I mean, I was kind of lukewarm on those. They had some funny moments and some interesting jabs at the music scene.
Weeby FM.
Weeby FM. About Weebos.
Did you read the lyrics to that one?
I have not. But
it has the screaming in it.
Yeah.
And it reminds me so much of your brother.
Oh, no.
You study premarital sex while I worked with the blade.
I mastered the blade.
And that's the screaming part. Yeah. Cut my wrists with my katana. Now I cry into my fedora.
Yeah.
So,
wow. Yeah.
Great job.
If my brother could grow a beard, he'd probably be a neckbeard.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Oh, boy.
So I think that, you know, our Drive-By Curious friends could be inspired to do something again, perhaps, from this.
Yeah.
They were inspired from Sunrise Skater Kids and Beating a Dead Horse. They might as well try again.
Maybe some of our friend from New Zealand as well.
Julian
Darby.
Whatever happened to him?
He's saving lives.
Too many lives to save.
It's so many people. that was our episode for this week, everybody. Tune in next week. We're going to be bringing you a surprise review, evidently, of science fiction by Brand New.
We should ask Cody's mom what she thinks of it.
Oh, hold on. Let me get her mouth off my dick. Hey, okay. Cody's mom, have you listened to... Shut up, bitch, and let me ask a question. I'm so bad at misogyny. you go check out our friend Shitrick Says for more Cody's mom jokes. And please email us your questions and comments over at theskinnywithmikeandadam@gmail.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/skinnywithmikeandadam. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you can. And for non-Apple users, you can subscribe to us on Stitcher. Stay up to date on all of our episodes. For my co-host Adam, I'm your co-host Mike.
And I need the folder, please.
Oh God, is it in the folder? So then as I hand the folder off to Adam,
he's going
to
remember
off the top of his head, because he has all everything memorized about what we say every week on the show.
Every week on the show.
You can do it, Adam.
Corn on the cob is not a snack.
Is that a jab at Erica? You're so mean.